This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, talking about a disturbing news piece here that was brought to our attention tonight, thankfully, by one of our callers. By the way, a lot of times news that is brought by our callers is some of the best to talk about. We just haven't seen it. This one is about a proposed executive order from the Trump administration that would ostensibly put the government, specifically the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, in charge of social media regulations. Now, Trump is putting this, and this did apparently leak out, but he had made a speech at a meeting, apparently, of right-wing social media activists, where he, quote, vowed to, quote, explore all regulatory and legislative solutions to protect free speech. Now, Johnson, just before we went to the news break there, you had asked a question about the differences between platforms and publishers. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a court case where Facebook has made an argument that they are a publisher, that
right.
They aren't just this neutral platform. They have an editorial position, and they are promoting the content that meets that editorial viewpoint, and they're arguing this in court.
Right. So, like, in public, that they're saying that they're a platform, but in court, they're saying they're a publisher, mm-hmm. right? So because there's different legal benefits to each to say, you know, oh, we're completely independent, we're not biased at all, and then in some places they're saying, yes, we're biased, protect us, we're free speech.
But every platform has rules, right? So, I mean, you know, to get on a certain platform, you've got to agree to those rules. So it's not to say that platforms are completely unbiased.
A lot of those rules, though, are based around just being compliant with the law.
That's true.
You know, they're not about editorializing and editorial opinions.
Well, but even if
Facebook has clearly delved into that territory.
Well, but even if it's not illegal to be a Nazi, right? Like, you can have an offensive opinion, at least in the United States, right, legally. So a provision of their rules, like community guidelines is usually what they're called on these sites, like YouTube or Facebook, that says, yeah, we don't want Nazis on our platform. I don't know if that means that they're a publisher because they say you can't be here.
But there are laws against hate speech, and they're specifically those terms of service have always been kind of centered around hate speech, right? Not necessarily are you a Nazi or are you a Nazi sympathizer, but are
But it's hard to be a Nazi and not do hate speech.
Well, sure,
right?
But that's how they're designing their sort of guidelines.
Well, there
right?
may be so, laws against hate speech in places like Canada,
right,
but not in the United States, right?
Yes, that's
there's hate crime laws in the U.S.
Hate crime laws, yeah, that's
but that's not the same thing,
right?
A hate crime law is where, you know, if somebody commits a violent act against another person, then that's, you know, assault or whatever.
What
but
I
if they
think is clear is that
battery.
This is a much more complicated legal issue than I think is on its face, that anybody's giving, you know, I don't think there's enough credit given to the fact that there's a lot of arguments to be had on both sides of the issue. I don't think it's as simple as saying, well, they're attacking free speech.
Why can't there be a platform that has a bias? Is this just a legal definition or something like that?
Yeah, I think it does come into that because you're a publisher at that point. You're editorializing.
I see.
A platform, by its kind of nature, indicates a sort of neutrality, right? It's a platform. It's just a neutral platform. If it's not neutral, then they're editorializing, and now they are a publisher of content. And not all content, only select content.
I mean, it's an interesting legal distinction, but I'm not sure I really care. Like, to me, if it's a private platform, you have the right to control who gets on your platform. I mean, there shouldn't be, just because you're calling yourself a platform, the requirement that you allow everybody to stand on your stage, you know?
So let me go into this, because we'll get into a specific example of an issue with this.
Okay.
So, and why it's so complex. But in a small courtroom in California's Redwood City on Monday, attorneys for social media company represented a different message from the one executives have made to Congress. In interviews and speeches, Facebook, they repeatedly argued, is a publisher and a company that makes editorial decisions which are protected by the First Amendment. The contradictory claim is Facebook's latest tactic against a high-profile lawsuit, exposing a growing tension for Silicon Valley for the Silicon Valley Corporation, which has long presented itself as a neutral platform that does not have a traditional journalistic responsibility. The suit, filed by an app startup, alleges that Mark Zuckerberg developed a malicious and fraudulent scheme to exploit users' personal data and force rival companies out of business. Facebook, meanwhile, is arguing that its decisions about what not to publish should be protected because it is a publisher.
I think it's right about that.
In court, Sanal Mehta, well, it's calling itself a platform to the Congress. To Congress. So, is it a platform or is it a publisher?
I think it's both.
Well, I don't, I think that
I don't think it has to be one or the other.
Well, if they're representing themselves as one or the other, then that could be considered fraud in this case, where they're specifically defrauding this company.
Well, if they're going to defraud Congress, I really don't care about that.
Well, in court, Sanal Mehta, a lawyer for Facebook, even drew a comparison with traditional media. The publisher's discretion is a free speech right, irrespective of what technological means is used. A newspaper has a publisher function, whether they are doing it on their website in a printed copy.
The newspaper isn't obligated to publish your letter. You can write them to them, but they're not obligated to put it out there.
The plaintiff, a former startup called 643, first filed the lawsuit in 2015 after Facebook removed app developers' access to friends' data. The company had built a controversial and ultimately failed app called Bikinis, which allowed people to filter photos to find the ones with people in bikinis and other swimwear.
Okay.
643 attorneys.
How could that not have worked?
Because Facebook blocked them and removed all their access. 643 attorneys have alleged that Facebook enticed developers to create apps for its platform by implying creators would have long-term access to the site's huge amounts of valuable personal data and then later cut off access, effectively defrauding them. They did. I mean, that's hard to argue against.
I'm going to argue against it, though, because when you go on these websites, you are at their discretion. The terms of service are not a contract. Okay? The terms of service that you always agree to, you know, oh, click this box, you can't get into the site.
I don't know if those are the same terms of service when you're a developer developing apps and you're getting access to the data.
There's definitely a different set of terms, right? But there's a term. There are terms of service when you decide you want to develop an app for Facebook.
And I'm sure these lawyers
and
are
I'll
very
guarantee
into
you,
this.
I guarantee you those terms of service say we can change the terms of service at any time that we like. Almost all terms of service, almost all of them that I've ever seen, and I don't read them all, but every time I've looked, there's always a provision in there that says, we reserve the right to update or modify these terms at any time. And sometimes the terms of service will say, then we will notice you of these changes. Right. But sometimes they say, we don't have to notice you of these changes.
And that's why these legal arguments become so important around the particular distinctions of, is it a publisher or is it a platform?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is if something is ruled one or the other, it may or may not invalidate all of those particular legal distinctions in a terms of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're written to say, we as a publisher, blah, 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 and then they say, well, you're not a publisher, you are now legally defined as a platform, then everything that they wrote protecting them as a publisher is now nullified, and all those protections go away. So that's how those legal agreements can work in their weird, mysterious legal land.
Well, so this case is currently being argued. This is a fresh news story that you're reading. What's the
date
on this?
No, I'm talking about this so that they're effectively defrauding them, and then they're talking about some of the privacy concerns but from the Cambridge Analytical scandal, which is related to this.
But what I want to know is the court case you're talking about with this company that went after Facebook saying, hey, you changed the rules on us.
Yeah.
Is that in court right now? Is that story being written like this week? Or
this story is from July 3rd, 2018, so it's about a year old.
So it would be interesting to find out, if possible, maybe it's not a done deal yet, but what did the court rule in that particular case? What was the ruling? Did the ruling say, oh yeah, Facebook, you're totally fine. It's your terms of service. You can update them at will. And, you know, if you're programming an app on their platform and they decide they don't want your app on their platform anymore, that... Or as a publisher, if they decide they don't want your app,
right,
then they can make that decision. And it was there in the terms of service that said they could update the terms at any time. And if they update, well, anyway, if you find out more, let me know.
I will.
More coming up here. 855 450 free. If you want to jump into the conversation about speech online, you can.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
bring up what you want here, our toll-free number is 855-453. We're talking about freedom of speech generally, but more specifically the freedom to control your own platform or publisher or website, whatever you want to call these things. Facebook, I would argue, and I am not a fan of Facebook, just to be clear. I quit Facebook more than a year ago. Actually, it was back in January of 2018. I walked away from it. And it's been great ever since then. But I will absolutely defend their right to run their platform or their publisher or whatever you want to call them however they want. And I don't think the government needs to be coming in there and telling them how they need to control things. And if you don't like it, get off Facebook.
Well, I agree with you. However, I've noticed that this seems like it happens in a lot of other venues, too.
Twitter, whatever.
Well, and even just beyond digital media, these cake makers. I keep coming across these articles where this cake maker, family cake maker, refuses to make, like, a transvestite cake or something.
Right.
And then they somehow, like, get sued or smashed out of business because they didn't want to get involved in making, like, the bestiality, transgender, wedding cake, or whatever crazy thing that they
didn't
go for.
They should be able to be that way if that's the way they want to be. Let somebody else get the business.
Right. You know? But also, like, if I was gay or transgender or whatever, I don't think I'd want the person who, like, hates them to make my cake anyway.
What they're going to put in
there? Yeah, like, what are they going to put? Hey, this cake seems to have a funny imprint in this thing. What is this? Well,
we can't say on the radio what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Silver Dave. If I were hiring somebody to do a thing for me and I found out that person didn't actually like me or anything like that, I'd want to use somebody else. I'd want to take my business elsewhere. But anyway.
So there was a very interesting sort of just off of that. In Canada, it's a law that you can't discriminate against transgender, right? So it's actually part of the law there that
they don't have free speech.
You have
either
to use pronouns. You cannot discriminate, and they can
wow
be forced into service for those things. Well, there is a recent case that has happened, like, within the past month from a trans woman by the name of Jessica Yaniv, who was pre-op, a very very large.
So she still had a penis, basically.
Yeah, and still mostly goes around presenting as male, but claiming to be.
She's gender fluid.
Sure.
I'm feeling like a man today.
And wanted to force estheticians into a.
Is that a makeup artist? Is that what an esthetician is?
They also do grooming services.
Okay, gotcha.
And,
nails,
waxing and hair removal.
Gotcha.
And in this case, waxing and hair removal of this transgendered person's genitalia.
Uh-huh.
So legally forcing these women into servicing very large, ostensibly man, mm-hmm, in appearance.
A man with a wig.
Yeah, essentially.
Or whatever.
So,
and they could not refuse service, is what you're saying. So he was able to present himself naked,
yeah,
to these women, and they had to service him with the esthetician duties.
So there was some content that I've watched online recently that I found very entertaining, because there's a trans I would be very surprised if you have not heard of Blair White. Is a trans who is a very actually passing trans female.
Okay.
Someone it's actually, and I don't say this lightly, because I find that it's actually very hard for me to see a trans woman and go, that looks like a man who looks like a woman. You know, like, it's just like man who's trying to be a woman.
It's hard for you to see a trans that's not one of those people?
Yeah, it's very hard
one
for me to see
convincing?
A trans woman that looks convincing in
I
any
see
way. And
I see him on Tinder sometimes.
Well, Blair White is very convincing.
Okay.
And Blair White wanted to have a debate with this Jessica Yaniv and got her
the not
on
convincing
for,
one?
Yeah, the not convincing. Okay. I got her on for an interview saying, what the F is wrong with you that you are going around trying to force these women into, performing a service on you that they don't want to perform. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, well, we already know what's wrong with
clearly
this person.
Yeah.
He's a psychopath,
yeah,
or a sociopath or a total nut job,
yeah,
who,
well, pretty fantastic,
who realizes that he can utilize the law,
yeah,
to force his little sexual perversion onto people.
Right. Exactly. And so she, you know, went into, you know, basically attack and say, you're a predator, you know, and, you know, calling out a predator.
Yeah, sure.
And it was just, that was very sort of interesting content.
So, let's see. So we were talking about this story about Trump with this proposal that is going to be an executive order, and we've yet to actually see the executive order, but the different media companies are claiming they've seen it. And it's apparently titled, quote, Protecting Americans from Online Censorship, unquote. It claims the White House has received more than 15,000 anecdotal complaints of social media platforms censoring American political discourse. The summary indicates the Trump administration in the draft order will offer to share the complaints it's received with the FTC. In May, the White House launched a website inviting consumers. Did you know this? I had not heard about this. Inviting consumers to report complaints of alleged partisan bias by social media companies. So they've been asking for data from users to say, oh, well, tell us when you feel like you've been discriminated against
right.
because of your political viewpoint on these different platforms. They're preparing to, you know, pitch this idea. The FTC will also be asked to open a public complaint docket, according to the summary, and to work with the FCC to develop a report investigating how tech companies curate their platforms and whether they do so in neutral ways. Companies whose monthly user base accounts for one-eighth of the population in the U.S. or more could find themselves facing scrutiny, the summary said, including but not limited to Facebook, Google, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Snapchat. So there's the key restriction on this proposal is it'll only be for big companies. So if you're running a relatively small website, for now, you're safe. But this crackdown will be targeted at the biggest of the big. And if they can get away with this, then it will come to the smaller sites, I think. Because Facebook and Twitter are going to fight. They're going to take this to court.
Right.
And they should. They've got the resources to do this. But if they can defeat Facebook and Twitter, if they can force this regulation down their throats and make them become this sort of neutral platform that these conservatives want them to be, that will be, I think, a very sad day for freedom of speech on the Internet because it will not exist anymore.
Because that would be, yeah, then at that point, they've made their point that they control what you say. The big guys couldn't fight them, and that's it.
Might as well shut down the comment section on every website everywhere. Because if you allow comments, if they get away with this, and you allow comments on your website, but you don't want certain comments on your website, you will be under this. You, at some point, will fall under these regulations. Hmm. So just close it off completely. So this will be a completely new phase for the web. So Web 1.0, remember these designations? I don't know what .0 we're on nowadays, but there was what they called Web 1.0, which was where it was like websites were just a place where you went to learn about a thing, you know, whatever it was that they wanted you to know about. Web 2.0 was the idea of interacting with the site, with posting a comment, being able to comment and interact with other viewers of the site or even the authors on that site. That was Web 2.0. It was all about interaction. And now they're talking about getting rid of that because that's what's inevitably going to happen if the government is successful at this crackdown. There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, Johnson, you've got another story about Trump. He says he wants to make it easier to put people in the crazy one.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and it is a show where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. My Magic Mud is an amazing product that is available at health food stores across the United States. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. And it is clinically proven to whiten teeth. What is it? It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. So it is a completely natural product, unlike normal toothpaste, which has all kinds of questionable chemicals in it. You can actually swallow My Magic Mud. In fact, that's true of all their products, which are all natural. They've got some mouthwash now. They've got toothpaste. But their original product was this tooth powder. That is an amazing product. You can go to MyMagicMud.com, and you can get yours there with 20% off discount by using code FTL20. That's code FTL20, FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. Many of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live were users of My Magic Mud before they came on as a sponsor again here. Now, they did sponsor us many years ago when they were first getting started. And they're much more successful now than you know. They've been doing very, very well getting into. I mean, if you can get into Walmart, that says you've done something right as a company. So kudos to them. But you don't need to go to Walmart to get it. Just go to MyMagicMud.com and use code FTL20. As we continue here talking about Trump and freedom of speech online, Trump is positioning himself as the defender
of freedom of speech, saying that his administration is going to come into Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and these other so-called platforms or whatever you want to call them, publishers. There's an argument about that. And that they're going to make sure, the FCC is going to make sure they're playing fair. And there's a lot of people who want this to happen. There's a lot of people who say, well, Facebook exists. Facebook should be a platform. I should be able to be on Facebook. I should be able to say what I want on Facebook. But I don't think if you care about freedom, that should be your position. You should say that Facebook should have the right to discriminate. And that if you don't like the way they're discriminating and you don't like their rules,
use a different platform.
But he's go somewhere else.
Of course, these goons don't care about freedom.
The Facebook goons?
No, the government.
The government goons. Okay.
Of course, they don't care about freedom.
No.
And to me, there's always an ulterior motive. So, like, they're doing this. What is the motive behind this? Obviously, they're
total
getting
control.
Something. Total control.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, anything that they do is always bad.
So there's an interesting argument here. It says, like, in the 643 case, Facebook has also cited Section 230. The Communications Act paved the way for the modern Internet by asserting that platforms cannot be liable for the content users post to their sites. In the court filings, Facebook quoted a law by saying the providers of a computer service should not be treated as the publisher of information coming from others, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's this guy, Jane Curley, professor of media ethics and law at the University of Minnesota, says it just strikes me as fundamentally problematic. On one hand, you're trying to argue that you're this publisher making editorial judgments, but then turn around, they claim that they are protected under Section 230 because they're not publishers. Natalie Nagel, Facebook's associate general counsel for litigation, defended the company's legal strategy in a statement to The Guardian, saying, Facebook explained in today's hearing that when we decide what content to make available through our platform are right protected by Section 230, like many other technology companies, we rely on discretion protected by this law to police bad behavior on our service. Facebook...
That law, the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, all that does is it clarifies to the government that, hey, you should be keeping your hands off of this, because all it does is essentially a private property statement. It's just a private property statement saying, if this is your thing, you can do what you want with that thing.
Right.
That's the way it should be. That's what private property is supposed to be respected. But you're absolutely right, Silver Dave. This government gang is going to come in here. They're going to masquerade as though they're going to be helping. Oh, we're just going to
protect freedom.
Hey, we're just going to protect your freedom of speech here on this private platform.
You won't be needing this.
Shike. And the government, and I think another good way to say what you were saying is the government that's big enough to give you what you want is also big enough to take away everything you have.
Okay, but it's not the government. See, this is where my problem is. So it's not really necessarily the government saying we're forcing you to be independent. It's the government saying we're not going to protect you from lawsuits for libel if you're not acting as a publisher, right? So I don't know. It's like a weird, it's so many levels of government, right, that it's a very weird thing, because it's not like the government saying we're going to force you to be neutral. They're just saying, well, you're acting as a publisher, so we're not going to protect you from individuals who are harmed by your actions in some of these cases. Right? I mean, I just don't think it's as simple as...
I don't think that a publisher should be liable for that. So think about, like, a classic publisher, a book publisher.
Sure.
Right? Have you guys ever seen any of the book catalogs where there's, like, Anarchist Cookbook and all kinds of, like, dangerous sound, like How to Kill a Man with, you know, all kinds of, like, you know, self-defense books, all kinds of, like, how to build bombs, all kinds of, like, dangerous, questionable ideas that a lot of people would say shouldn't be allowed. Well, in the United States, because of so-called free speech, you have the right to publish bomb-making plans. You have the right to publish 3D gun printable plans.
But you don't have the right to publish to say John Smith is stealing from people, you know, especially when this person maybe isn't doing that, right? Like, is stealing from people and kicks puppies and, you know, don't go to this person's business and, you know, you're intentionally trying to harm someone. Those are, for example, some types of things that are not protected.
So you're saying speech about a private person that could be considered libelous.
Sure.
I see what you're saying there. couldn't a publisher have a disclaimer that that basically says, we're publishing this book, but we don't really know what's in it?
I guess. I don't know.
When you come onto our website, you're agreeing that we are not liable for the things that people are saying here. We don't. I mean, this is all stuff that can be covered in terms of service. To exclaim themselves and say, well, we don't know what's going on here. We're not paying close enough attention. You are welcome to bring a thing to our attention. We may review it at that point, but otherwise we don't know what's going on here. And as Ron Wyden from Oregon points out, he says, and this is from the CNN article about the Trump executive order that's being proposed. He says, quote, the law that I wrote, Section 230, allows platforms to get this kind of slime and hate off the platform, unquote, referring to hate speech that has appeared on forums such as 8chan. Under the current law, says CNN, Internet companies are not liable for most of the content that their users or other third parties post on their platforms. Tech platforms also qualify for broad legal immunity when they take down objectionable content, at least when they are acting, quote, in good faith. Unquote. So the legislation has been interpreted to give tech companies the benefit of the doubt. And Trump is talking about coming in there and basically saying, well, now you can't take down what you've been taking down before. And that's really scary.
Right.
And that's a very dangerous precedent to set. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Yes, well, I think a good piece of what's going on is this whole huge adoption of hate and hate speech. And I think that we ought to really look at this sort of thing as a childish, you know, representation. I mean, people that are young, they're not fully emotionally developed. So they can't, you know, work through in a healthy way any kind of conflict. So they just spout hate, and I think that that people are stuck in their adolescence for the most part, and are happy to engage in that. And they point at this guy and that's a, I
think hold that thought, Bad Slave. We'll let you continue here in just a moment. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. There's more on the way. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. You may be part of the show. As long as we want you to be, because, you know, we're in charge of this here platform or publisher or whatever. I'm still not sure what.
For right now,
what
anyway.
What would you consider us, Johnson? Are we a platform or are we a publisher?
Oh, we're clearly a publisher.
We're a publisher, okay. Even though we let anyone call in about almost anything they want.
Yeah, I mean, in that capacity, we're a platform, I guess, but...
this is my argument that you can be both.
But you're editorializing, so...
That's true.
You know.
And we won't let you go on if you say things that are...
You're a publisher that gives people a platform, I mean, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. So you can be both.
Well, I guess, but that still puts you in the category of... Like, so, for example, publishers have comment sections on their websites, but they're still publishers.
Should we be held liable if someone calls in and says something that's untrue about another person?
In a radio show, you absolutely would be, in fact, unless you shut it down. Mm. Like, there are specific actions, I think, that you have to legally take if somebody calls in and starts, like, spewing, like...
Well, usually what we'll do is we'll say, well, we don't know if that's true.
Right.
You know, we'll say
something. That's pretty much what you have to do, right? Yeah. I mean, but, like, to disclaim it, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like what a publisher or a newspaper has to do is say, allegedly, you know, newspapers have now taken their status as publishers.
Or they've got the disclaimer that says at the top, we don't, you know.
To go as far as, to take it as far as they possibly can now, to be despicable, not, neutral as possible. I mean, all these news organizations are just the bias and the polarization is just so far out there now, right? I mean, you can't find news anymore that's not trying to be biased.
Not like old school journalism where it was...
Like old school journalism was like at least trying to be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tries to be neutral anymore. I mean, it's like, I think it's hard to find.
I don't know if I think that's a bad thing, necessarily. At least if you know what their perspective is, you know what you're getting.
Or if they, you know, didn't have that, they would be hiring people with multiple different perspectives. You know, maybe there would be more of a conversation. I don't know. I think that there should at least be an attempt to remove the bias as much as possible.
Let's go to back to Bad Slave. He was trying to make some sort of point here. Bad Slave, go ahead with what were you calling about?
I thought I was doing a good job. Hey, I just want to chime in with you know, that that the having liability limiting it is just wrong. It's a privilege the government supplies that that everybody ought to be subject to, you know. So I you know, this idea of, you know, corporate liability limitation is what's wrecking a whole lot of the.
You're talking about the idea of, like, limited liability corporations, corporate shields, that kind of thing, where
Well, you know, you're talking about a privilege right here with regards to publishing.
No, I don't think this has should have anything to do with being a corporation.
Well, no, but that's
everyone
exactly,
should be privileged to publish
exactly
whatever they want.
It's exactly what the law is talking about. I mean, you can ignore that.
No, I wouldn't say that Section 230 is a privilege. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act just acknowledges what should be true about private property, and that is that you should be able to say what you want and restrict what you want, and that you shouldn't be held liable for what somebody else does on your property.
I agree, but if you are acting in a certain way, you know, where you're actually limiting people of what individuals that you know, when I first got onto Facebook, it was pretty wide open. There was no, you know, censorship and crap like that. It just didn't happen. And they're, you know, they're actually interested in changing the outcome of the next election by the censorship. Well,
people are going to fight against it,
but
if you've got a platform, you should be able to, you know, orient it, or if you are a publisher, you should be orienting things in a direction that will achieve your goals. If your goal is to get some person elected, you should be able to do whatever you know, say whatever you want to make that happen and spend as much money on it as you want to, don't you think?
You think that folks would be happy with that being done in a secret fashion? Is that, you know, perfectly okay? I mean, I think it will out anyway, but it just seems
like. Are you talking about like when Google restricts, or not restricts, but when like the old classic example is if you were typing like Hillary Clinton into Google, that it wouldn't show anything offensive as the autofills, where, you know, when you type in, it shows you what people think.
Whatever it is. Yeah, there's these algorithms they build into the arrangements for, you know, internet searches and what have you.
And they have the freedom. I think they should have the freedom to do that. Don't you? If you don't like it, go use a different search engine.
But I think that they should be out front about it.
Well, yeah, but are you going to force them to be?
Well, you know, you can't. I mean,
the government could.
I do think that
the government could force them.
Protection of liability.
See, that's the problem here. You may not want to force these people bad slave, but some people do. And some people want the government to go into Google and audit their code. They want the government to be able to go in and look at their algorithms and have Google reveal their trade secrets to them so they can know that they're being fair with how the search results happen. Is that something you want to happen?
We both agree that that's not what.
Okay.
I would want.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because this is the beginning of what you're talking about here. And thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. This executive order, if it isn't challenged and is, you know, successful, or is challenged and it's, you know, stays in place, this is the beginning of that. Because if the government can go into Facebook and say, well, we think you need to make sure everybody's able to post here. Well, it's not a far jump from going from that perspective to saying to Google, well, we need to make sure that all your search results are fair, that you're not putting the Democrats over top of the Republicans in your search results, that you're not eliminating Hillary Clinton murder from the, you know, the search autofill. You know, that's a minor baby step away for them to just be able to go in there and tell Google, we need to see your code. And if the government gets to go in and start, auditing people's code, now we're talking about a really scary precedent, a really anti-free speech precedent. Because the government should not be able to know what your code is if it's private.
I'm definitely having a hard time with this because it's like, you know, philosophically you're talking about, yes, should they be able to promote whatever they want? Sure.
Absolutely.
Should they be able to fraudulently and, misleadingly, psychologically manipulate people into supporting more violence by supporting, left liberal people and completely manipulating search results in a way that is designed, specifically to, change the way that you think about certain topics, over long periods of time by falsifying data, by providing, skewed results to drastically change your worldview.
Yes,
I don't know
should.
If I, like, yeah.
Yeah,
I
they make, should be able to do
like,
that.
Like, yeah, should they be able to do that? Yeah, do I want them to be able to do that? No.
No.
You know, but
stop
like,
using their platform.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the option, and then use what?
Mastodon.
Which is awful.
You can go to it's great. Toot.freetalklive.com. You can go and follow our toots there, which is...
I'll be honest with you, audience. It's awful.
No, it's not. What's awful about Mastodon?
I don't like it. I don't like the
service. It does everything Twitter does.
And there's lots of open source
software. If you don't like Twitter, you wouldn't like Mastodon.
What?
If you don't like Twitter, you wouldn't like Mastodon.
Yeah, I don't really like Twitter.
Okay. Well, then that's why. Yeah. But Mastodon does everything that Twitter does. It's got the hashtags. It's got the at symbols.
Sure.
You know, it does everything it does.
But when you're comparing it to, say, like, you know, Facebook or something like that, you know, these more full-fledged platforms out there, you know, there are not.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have forums.
Like YouTube and Google and Facebook don't have a whole lot of alternatives out there that are even remotely close to comparable.
Mm.
You know, they just don't exist.
Yeah, maybe somebody should do something about that.
It's as though that's
where's easy. All these rich conservatives, huh?
Sure, right?
I mean, all they do is sit there and complain. Why don't they put up a damn website?
Right.
I mean, it's just a matter of code
right.
and hiring the right people and getting the right servers and, you know, and then, I don't know, selling advertising. It's
sure.
no easy process. But, you know, when Facebook started, they didn't know they'd be a global behemoth. It was just some college kids in a dorm or whatever. Right? Well, let's make a thing where we can have our online yearbook. That's where it started.
Sure.
So, we are out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live. And in the meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we got a bunch of archives that you can download. We also have our Discord server, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock over at discord.lrn.fm. Silver Dave's going to be taking a break for some time. He's going to school, and hopefully we'll have him do some fill-in work during that time. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Thanks, everybody.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.